Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Retired S-Ranked Adventurer by Wolf Locke, narrated by Sierra Klein. Chapter 1. The Dungeon and the Hydra. The party stood outside the door to the boss's chamber. They looked around nervously as they gathered around their party leader, a vagrant calling himself Sven the Shatterfist, that they'd hired to guide them through the dungeon.
All right, Sven said,
speaking slowly so the younger adventurers could understand him.
Do you know the rules here? I've only recently got back into the swing of things, so I don't know what all they teach you anymore before you set out on quests.
All four looked at him blankly, and Sven sighed. The C-rankers were paying him well to escort them through the Dungeon of the Wood, but he was having to earn every last coin offered with the gig. Repeatedly, he had to save them from their own inexperience and foolishness. Part of his duties included drawing monster attacks on himself, without killing the monsters outright. This was done to help the party level up.
But with these rookies, it's much more difficult than I thought it would be.
Sven had to keep breaking away from baiting and tanking to prevent party members from walking into obvious dungeon traps that anyone claiming to be B-rank or higher should have seen. Judging by their reaction when each new deadly trap was revealed, Sven suspected that this was the first dungeon run for at least one of them, and likely the first dungeon boss for all of them.
They've got it easier than I did.
Sven gestured towards the door, making sure all of them were paying attention. It was made of heavy stone and ornately carved with images of skulls, disembodied limbs, and decapitated bodies.
Cheerful. A good warning, though, for those who come unprepared. Behind this door lives an elemental hydra, Sven said. I've dealt with it before, and it's not too bad so long as you stay on your toes. This should be manageable for the team. If you follow my lead, all of you should be able to gain some experience from it. Just make sure you get your hits in. I cannot stress this enough. Otherwise, the system won't give you credit for the fight, and you'll miss out on the loot and experience drops. I'll keep doing what I've been doing. I'll draw the Hydra's attacks, and once you've all managed to score a hit, I'll go ahead and end the fight. If you get in too much trouble, I can finish it off quick, but I'd rather not.
There were four members of the party aside from Sven, two humans, a dwarf, and an elf archer. The party looked at him skeptically. Even though they'd seen him take on monster after monster, Sven, with his casual wear, hardly inspired confidence. Drami Dragonsbane, the dwarf, squinted at him.
You're sure you can take it? It's a hydra, right?
Yes, Sven said, expressionless. But internally, the comment pissed him off.
Does this idiot not know what S-rank stands for?
I can handle it. Just try not to die.
Drami was chubby, with a doughy face and a thick red beard. Nothing like the brave dwarf warriors Sven had fought beside in the deep barrows. Something about the dwarf annoyed Sven. Maybe it was that the dwarf had been chewing on the same foul-smelling tar substance throughout the entire dungeon. But now he spat it onto the ground with a flourish and took a deep drag from a flask.
Well, I'm ready,
he said, putting a hand on his axe, as if that somehow settled the matter. Sven looked around, sizing up the other members of the party. They were eager, but nothing about them was particularly impressive.
Maybe the dwarf has enough raw talent to keep adventuring, but the elf will go the furthest. As for the other two, it's either an early retirement or an early grave.
The best of the four was the elf, Almatha. She was pretty, with dark black eyes under a shock of braided blue hair. Her bowwork was strong, quick, and more important, accurate. Her aim was deadly. She had taken down several monsters with a single shot to critical weak points. More than once, she noticed Sven evaluating her, and each time she turned his gaze with a bold smirk that bordered on lewd. The youngest among them was an Imperial from the capital of Haven. The lad was named Brandon Ashdown, a callow young knight. He carried a broadsword that was far too big for him, and shield that he could barely lift.
There's better ways to impress the ladies, kid. For a knight, his arms were too thin, lacking the strength needed to protect others, and his eyes were glassy with fear. He would need special protection during the battles to come if he were to survive the trip. Sven tried not to be too judgmental.
We all start somewhere, and it's not my place to interfere in a decision about quitting, but this kid doesn't look like he'll last long.
Finally, there was Elonius. Sven was fairly sure the girl had a bit of Kitsune blood in her. The healing mage was a small girl with frizzy red hair and golden spectacles. Her face was sharp and fox-like, and she'd been able to keep her wits about her. But her magic was not yet where it was needed to be in a party trying for this level.
They'll need to find a replacement if they're going to go back into the dungeon in the future.
Even with Sven taking on the brunt of the damage, the rest of the party was coming into the boss fight, drained, and at a severe disadvantage.
Well, except for me being there.
Surrounded by the bright-eyed sea rankers, Sven felt like an old man. He had faced this Hydra so many times over the recent weeks while escorting green parties through the dungeon that the two had almost become friends. Almost. After a long and exciting career of adventuring, raiding, and monster killing, Sven was disappointed to find himself working as an escort. But his contacts within the Kingdom of Perth had been few since returning, and Lloyd had asked. As a favor for one of his oldest, still-living comrades, Sven would never say no. But it wasn't something he felt thrilled by. Sven was still young, but his hair was beginning to gray at the temples, and he was no longer quite as energetic as he once was. Ever since returning, Sven had struggled to shake off the feeling that his best days were already behind him.
"The Hydra we are about to face has four heads," Sven went on. "One for earth, one for fire, one for water, and one for air. Each head has its own elemental magic. Attack it as you wish, but do not try to cut off a head. Two will grow back in its place. I can handle it up to a point, but if it starts sprouting too many heads, we'll need to retreat because I won't be able to guarantee your survival."
"What are its vulnerable points, then, if the heads are off limits?" asked the elf. Sven liked her.
"She'll make A rank within the decade if she keeps at it and survives. At the least, B rank is in her future soon." "The Hydra's heads aren't totally off limits," he said. "If you can hit an eye, or score an attack down its throat, that will damage it, without triggering the regrow ability. The center of its chest is also a good target, if you can shoot between the monster's scales when it moves."
The elf nodded, satisfied, though the others were not as engaged and seemed disinterested.
"No payment if they die," Sven reminded himself. "When everyone has at least one hit in, I'll kill the Hydra," Sven went on. "Everyone means everyone. That includes you, Elonius."
Elonius bit her lower lip anxiously and nodded.
"All right."
"Maybe she can't keep her wits about her." "Good," Sven said. "After we kill it, it'll respawn quickly, and we need to be out of the boss chamber by the time it does. It's crabby when it respawns, and other adventurers aren't that far behind us. So once it's dead, move out. Then one of the other groups behind us can move in. Is everyone ready?"
The party nodded, looking nervous. None of them shared his confidence.
"They need more confidence in me."
Sven raised a gloved fist and activated one of his lesser abilities. Infinite Guard. At higher levels, it had less use, but for this group, it was perfect choice for a boss fight. A band of light shot out from Sven and joined each of the sea rankers, a swirl of white orbs surrounding them overhead.
"This only works during a boss fight, but any damage you take gets rerouted to me. At my level, I can produce about 50 orbs and spread them between you. Just be careful. It doesn't block instant kills, so still be on your toes."
Sven turned back towards the gate and knocked sharply on the boss's chamber door. Immediately, the row of carved skulls around the door's edge lit up with purple fire.
"Let's go. Time to do the thing."
Chapter 2. Friend or Foe?
Who dares to disturb me and knock at my gate?
Four grumbling voices said simultaneously.
Friend or foe?
Foe, Sven said. Obviously, I'm not your friend.
The Hydra liked protocol, and there were ritual phrases it preferred he use when he came to kill it.
I can play along. It helps improve the loot pool, too. We adventurers have come to slay the Hydra and restore peace to the Dungeon of the Wood and the Northern Forest.
You may try, the Hydra responded as the door creaked open. But it is your own doom you chase. Before this day is through, I will drink your blood and crush your bones for their marrow.
Sven rolled his eyes. The Hydra was overly dramatic. Not once, in all his encounters with it, had the Hydra ever succeeded in even injuring Sven.
I mean, maybe if I was many levels lower.
His party, though, seemed to take the threat very seriously. All of them were clutching their weapons with barely concealed panic.
All right, he said, waving them forward. I told you what you need to know already. Let's go. I've places I'd like to be.
Staring around goggle-eyed, they followed him into the Hydra's lair. It was a circular stone chamber with a massive dark pit at the center. Bones and detritus littered the floor.
The pit is where the Hydra sleeps, Sven said. The Hydra will try to knock you into the pit so the monster can eat you later. It rarely succeeds, but just a heads up.
Before anyone could respond, the floor started to rumble, and the Hydra rose from its sleeping pit. It was a massive, four-headed reptile with squat lizard-like legs. Each head was different. One head was covered with raging flames. One was made of cracked stone. One was soaking wet and dripped brackish water on the ground. And the last was semi-transparent and capped with vapor. All four heads roared simultaneously as it raised its front legs out of the pit.
Remember, Sven said. Be careful with the heads. Don't...
Drawmy Dragonsbane sprinted past him in a panic, axe held tight in a death grip. He raised the axe high and severed the Hydra's water head in one blow.
Cut them off, Sven said,
as two new heads erupted from the Hydra's neck.
Sven sighed. This was going to be a long battle.
The Hydra winked at him with its fiery head. It always wanted to win.
These rookies are going to mess this up.
Does that count as a hit? Drawmy panted. Tell me, it counts as a hit.
Yes, Sven said flatly. But you didn't hurt it at all. You just made it harder on your team. Listen to me next time.
The rest of the party was clustered together by the door. Sven hoisted his broadsword and approached the Hydra, holding the broadsword high. Sven hoped the monster wouldn't try to surprise him with anything new. It took the bait, and all five of its head turned toward him with a roar. He feinted left, right, then brought the broadsword down, turning it as he did to hit the fire Hydra's head with the flat side. The fire head collapsed on the ground. Sven was fairly sure he'd managed to hold back enough of his power to only knock it unconscious. The other heads turned to him, irritated, and attacked in unison. Sven dodged a fireball that was shot at him, followed by an ice bolt, as the other two heads tried to lash out and bite into him. Sven activated another ability, Valor of the Undefeated. The Hydra's fangs grazed against his skin, and the monster recoiled. Sven looked over at the Sea Rankers. They were still standing there, motionless.
Not doing anything at all.
What are you doing? He snapped. Attack it. That's what you're here for.
These rookies. I'll show them what it means to put in the work. Remember your training. You can do this.
Sven brought it down to their level, to something they had been trained on. He spun around and brought his broadsword into a dueling stance. If he had to work as a guard, he might as well practice his swordplay while he did it. The Hydra tracked him with his heads as Sven began one of the kata patterns he had learned early in his adventuring career in the Near Islands as a young man. The swordsmen of those islands had trained him in their craft,
and had a sizable hand in making him the fighter he was today. Blade up, strike left, strike right, spin, thrust. His body recalled the kata automatically, a lifetime of experience, muscle memory, and training, freeing up his mind to wander. Sven hoped he could finish this fight quickly and get back to the city of Woodward. There was a new ale he wanted to try at the King's Arms. When he neared the completion of the kata, Sven prepared for the final blow of the attack sequence. He would end the fight by stabbing the Hydra in the throat. This would eliminate one of the heads by destroying the stem it could use, regrow, from. Thrust high, low, then an enchanted arrow flew out of nowhere and buried itself in one of the Hydra's eyes. The eyes glossed over as it turned to ice as the enchanted arrow unleashed the charged spell. The Hydra screamed with fury and turned toward its attacker.
Almatha, of course.
She saw Sven looking at her and gave him a jaunty little curtsy, eyes flashing flirtatiously.
Good, Sven said. That's the way. You got a hit in. Everyone else follow suit. We don't have forever.
But the elf's attack had drawn the Hydra's attention to her. The monster screeched and stretched its earth head out toward her as she fired arrow after arrow at it. The attacks bounced uselessly off of the Hydra's scales, each attack unable to reach the soft spot between the scales that an expert could have hit with ease.
She still needs to improve.
It was time for Sven to intervene.
Here,
Sven yelled, pulling a throwing knife from his spatial satchel.
Hydra, over here. It's me you want.
Sven's hand glowed with power as he unleashed the throwing knife. It tore through the hardened scales and destroyed the soft flesh underneath where the earth head joined with the rest of the Hydra's body. The neck snapped and dropped down lifelessly as the rest of the heads roared in unison, turning their attention back to Sven.
Your blood will be ours to drink, Sven,
the Hydra roared, unconvincingly.
We will crush your bones and drink your marrow.
Sure you will, replied Sven, unworried. Guys, try to get a hit in. I'd like to end this soon before the Hydra gets too upset.
Knees quivering from fear, Brandon Ashdown approached the Hydra's back. With hands shaking, he tapped it on the side with his sword and ran back to safety by the door. The Hydra took no notice of his blow at all. Drami was next, though he'd already scored a hit. The elf wanted to try again. He ran in with his axe, panting with the effort, and hacked at the Hydra's leg. It was a weak attack, and the axe only sank halfway in. The dwarf wrenched his weapon out of the Hydra and trotted back to the party. Sven shook his head, irritated, but dismissed the irritation.
Not my problem. Only one to go before I can end this. Alanius, he shouted, as the Hydra roared in his face and tried to bite his arm off. You're the only one left.
Sven looked and saw the girl was glassy-eyed with terror.
She wouldn't be the first one to panic in a moment like this. I'll have to push her.
I'm a healing mage, not a knight. I can't do this.
You just have to hit it once, Sven hollered. It still counts. Throw a rock at it. Hit it with a heal. I don't care, just target it with an attack or ability.
She shook her head. But Almatha pushed her forward as the girl dug her heels in and tried to drag it out. Don't be a coward, the elf said. Do you want to be an adventurer or not? Near tears, Ilanius crept forward and approached the Hydra. She had no weapon, and she looked around, completely bewildered, like she was trying to figure out what to do. Finally, Ilanius kicked the Hydra on the side and sprinted back to the door.
Okay, Sven said. Okay, good work, Alanius. You hit it. You should be proud of yourself. It can be hard to overcome fear.
The rest of the party clapped her on the back, and she smiled with relief. Tears of pride streamed down her cheeks.
Sometimes it's the little victories that ripple into the future. Everyone get what they needed? Sven asked.
He was anxious to be done.
I'll finish this.
No one objected. so Sven prepared to take the fight into the final act. This was his favorite part of these escorting jobs, when he showed low-level parties what he could do. It almost made him feel like a real adventurer again. The last one he'd been on had been a campaign of despair to free the kingdom from the clutches of a dark lord. Sven dropped into another kata, deadly serious this time, his broadsword whirled in a blur. It was almost invisible as he moved through the motions, except for the cracking blue energy that started to spark against the blade as the ambient mana in the room began to fuel the ability, Spark Sword. Feint left, block overhead, switch feet, thrust forward. This one had been his mentor's favorite exercise when he was young. The Hydra's heads weaved back and forth, following the movement of his sword. Left, right, and he stabbed upward and pierced the throat of the Hydra's wind head, careful not to sever the neck. Blue lightning passed through the broadsword in an explosion of power as translucent blood spilled out onto the floor as the head drooped downward, lifelessly. Elanius clapped enthusiastically, and Sven grinned. It was always nice to have an appreciative audience.
On to the other fire head next.
Sven had fought this particular Hydra over and over, and putting the fire head out of commission always made the rest of the fight easier and tended to save his clothes. Sven didn't bother with a kata this time. He just sprinted at the Hydra full bore with broadsword in one hand as his offhand began to turn red in preparation for his element manipulation ability. The Hydra's fire head tried to rear back out of the way, but Sven was too fast. He struck out with his blade, and the fire head dropped to the ground, completely separated from the body.
I thought you said we shouldn't, stammered the dwarf,
then stopped as Sven picked up the flaming head. The head was still alive, barely, and it snapped at his fingers as Sven grabbed it by its severed neck. With his other hand, he grabbed the Hydra's decapitated stump and held it to the fire, and used element manipulation to summon forth the inner fire within the dying head. A concentrated inferno was unleashed, cauterizing the wound instantly. The Hydra screamed as the scent of cooking flesh filled the air.
See what I did there, Sven said,
holding the head high so the rest of the party could see it.
This is another way to deal with a Hydra. It keeps the heads from growing back.
The sea rankers all nodded appreciatively, and Sven smiled.
Good kids for rookies. Hopeless, but nice kids.
The Hydra had two heads left, the water head and the air head. Sven went for water head next. They were on the same neck.
Easy pickings.
With the fire head in hand, he went into an abbreviated one-handed kata, using the binding blade ability to lull the water head into stillness. In that moment, Sven leaped. One foot landed on the Hydra's chest, and he pushed off, launching himself even further upward. The Hydra snapped at him, but he avoided its jaws and slashed with his broadsword once and was done. He dropped back to the ground, and the Hydra's water head fell with him. Quickly, before new heads could grow, Sven seared the stump with the fire he had taken with his element manipulation. The Hydra screamed furiously. The monster only had one head left.
They'll grow back, Sven said quietly to his foe,
quietly enough that none of the rookies with him could hear it.
We've been through this before. Don't worry about it. You'll respawn soon enough.
I am getting tired of dying, Sven. This is bordering on abuse. Abuse, you hear me?
The Hydra roared.
Over and over you come here. Go somewhere else. It's not fair that you keep killing me. You don't belong here. You should have moved on by now.
Sven grimaced. The Hydra had a point.
Don't I know it?
The Dungeon of the Wood was immensely popular among adventurers looking for a quick level up. Maybe it was time for a change of scene. But the Hydra's feelings on the issue weren't relevant right now. Sven geared up to take on the air head. This one was always the hardest, because it could manipulate the current of wind around it to increase its evasive abilities. Over the years, though, Sven had refined his technique.
I'll just strike out a bunch of times with too many attacks for the Hydra to evade them all.
He crouched down and started a spinning kata, blade whirling in circles around his head. The Hydra fell quiet and watched, resigned, knowing its death was near. The last head moved slowly back and forth, eyes wide and fascinated. Slowly, the last head moved closer to the ground, putting itself in range of Sven's attack. Its mouth opened wide, ready to swallow him up.
Or give up.
Spin left, crouch, and Sven's broadsword shot out in a wave of 1,000 blows, but dismissed the attack as he dashed forward into the Hydra's move and stabbed upward through the roof of the Hydra's mouth and into its brain. It groaned and collapsed to the ground, twitching.
Go somewhere else next time. Move on. Please.
It rasped and shuddered and died. Jubilant screams erupted from behind him as the party celebrated their victory. The Hydra's body went translucent and vanished back into the dungeon.
We can celebrate later, Sven said, wiping his blade clean. We have 10 minutes until he respawns, and we need to be out of the dungeon by then. Trust me, you don't want to be here when he comes back.
They sprinted behind him like obedient ducklings as they left the dungeon via the stairs that appeared at the back of the boss room.
Still, this wasn't too bad. They seem like good people.
Almatha kept pace with him, long legs carrying her forward gracefully.
How many times have you fought that Hydra? She said, hardly out of breath at all. You really do seem like a professional.
Too many times, he said, feeling morose despite their victory. It was time to admit it to himself. He was bored. I've been doing this a long time. You don't hit S rank without the grind.
You are impressive, she said, batting her lashes.
That's an invitation if I'm willing to take it. Thanks, was all he could reply. I'm not feeling it, though. Not really.
He had a brief thought of inviting her out on an adventure with him. Maybe to try and relive the old times. But he set that thought aside. She wouldn't want to go with an old man like him. And he'd seen it all. He was jaded. Almatha would probably rather travel with someone her own age and rank, who could experience the world with her for the first time.
Hurry up, team, he shouted back at the rest of the party, cutting off that line of thought. 6 minutes left.
The Hydra's death made all the monsters in the dungeon vanish until it respawned, so the path was clear for them up the stairs and out the main entrance. The team made it out without running into any more trouble, even with Drami Dragonsbane's short legs slowing them down. When they left the dungeon, everyone started talking at once.
Did you see Almatha's shot? Brandon Ashdown said. That arrow went right through the monster's eye.
She blushed.
Oh, come on. It was nothing. You faced the Hydra head on.
Andalonius, Drami said teasingly. Who knew how vicious she could be? That kick, am I right?
Alanius shook her head.
I do not like fighting like that. In the back is the best place to be. You were the first one in, Drami. I could never do that.
Sven stood off to the side, waiting for them to stop congratulating each other.
How heartwarming. Time to wrap this up, team, he finally said, when he felt it had gone on long enough. Hungry? Thirsty? I can take you back to an inn you might like.
They all nodded eagerly, and he led them out of the wood to the Crazy Pony, a tavern he knew the sea rankers liked, and he visited on occasion when looking for work. A sign hung outside the door with a disgruntled-looking horse on it. Fiddle music and laughter came from within. It sounded like someone was having a party inside. I'll be right behind you guys, Almatha said, as the others headed in. We still need to settle the account. Sven stood outside in the cold, thinking longingly of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?